It's time for Stargazer. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this is our weekly update of what's happening in our island skies and the world of astronomy. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, our official connection to the Mauna Kea Summit Research Community. Aloha, Christopher. What's happening this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, Saturn and Mars are very close together in the evening sky, making for a stellar pairing in our island skies. They will both be setting around about midnight, so plenty of time to see these bright planets as they appear to move from east to west.
What's going on with the moon?
Well, the moon's going to be waning this week, meaning that as the week goes on, it's going to get darker and darker in our skies. However, for the next meteor shower that we have a decent chance of seeing from the city, it probably won't be till October. So stay tuned, stargazers.
We will. We'll be waiting for that. Meteor showers are fun. And from thinking about our moon to another moon in our solar system, I know that you've got an update of some kind.
That's right. This week, stargazers, eruptions of a cosmic magnitude.
Wow.
The Gemini Observatory and the NASA Infrared Telescope Facility, both right here in the islands of Hawaii, have observed an enormous volcanic eruption on the surface of the mysterious moon Io.
Io, is that a moon from Jupiter?
That's right. This moon is small, smaller than our own moon by far, and yet it's one of the most active bodies in the entire solar system. It is covered in active volcanoes, some of them many times larger than the volcanoes here on Earth.
And how do they see them? What kind of detection is it?
Well, the keen eyes of Gemini and IRTF observed huge releases of energy and molten lava covering many square miles. The energy released was about 20 terawatts. That's enough energy to power the entire planet for a whole year. This is geothermal energy on a massive scale.
Wow. And it's a couple different volcanoes or just one? Or
these eruptions were actually from one large volcano on the surface.
Amazing. So what makes this moon so volcanically active?
The immense amount of volcanic activity we see on Io is the result of one big thing, Jupiter. As Io orbits Jupiter, it is punished by Jupiter's massive gravitational field. The tiny moon is essentially stretched and compressed as it orbits the giant planet. This causes massive geological activity within the interior of the moon. In fact, Io is so active that if you drew a map of it on Monday morning, by Tuesday night, that map will be out of date. That's how fast the surface changes.
And the kind of observation equipment at these two observatories, what sort of observatories are they?
So Gemini and IRTF were actually looking in infrared at the heat from these volcanoes.
So both of them were using infrared to detect it?
Yeah.
And if our moon was closer to the planet, would there be a similar kind of volcanic activity? What would make ours like that?
In fact, we do see activity here on the Earth. We see changing tides. This is a direct result of the Earth's oceans feeling the influence of gravitational interactions between the moon and the Earth. Luckily, though, those interactions are weak, and so weak that they won't cause massive volcanic eruptions here on our planet. So nothing to worry about there.
And no volcanic activity on our moon?
Actually, it's thought that as the moon orbits the Earth, the interior is heated up or melted just a tiny little bit, but nowhere near anything like Io.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds incredible. And a discovery relating to the Mauna Kea Summit. We appreciate the news.
Anytime, Dave.
Christopher Phillips from the Mauna Kea Outreach Committee. And you can find Stargazer on Demand online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Just follow the news links.